Welcome to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. The Dog Show is brought to you in part by all the best pet care, all the best food, treats, and toys for your dog and cat. You can find them online at allthebestpetcare.com to see where all their 9 locations are around Western Washington. The Dog Show is also brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. Invisible Fence for the life of your pet. You can find them online at InvisibleFenceNW.com to learn about their indoor and outdoor solutions for both dogs and cats. Have a great show today talking about one of my favorite topics, which of course, Eric, would be...
pet food.
Pet food. We have Lucy Postens with us today, who is the owner and founder of The Honest Kitchen, which is a dehydrated food that I have recently become very excited about. Through the best way of becoming excited about a product is through client feedback. And
I thought you were going to say arduous research.
Well, that too. But no, it's really the, just hearing clients very recently talking about dogs having various symptoms and how it's just really been effective in clearing those up and stuff. So let's start talking with Lucy on the show. Hi, Lucy. How are you?
Hi, I'm very well. Thank you.
Thanks for your time today. I'm excited to talk to you about The Honest Kitchen and about dehydrated food as a category, because we have, with all the shows that we've done about food, we have not talked about dehydrated food. So I'm excited to share about this whole category and about why The Honest Kitchen is the best one available. So you founded The Honest Kitchen in 2002.
Yes, that's right. And yeah, I actually started it in my kitchen.
Honestly.
Yes.
And so this, you know, and this is a common theme for a lot of people who end up in the pet industry professionally, is that oftentimes it was inspired from an experience with their own personal pets.
So yes, that's right.
So what had you sort of start, like, I'm going to make food for my pets and it's going to be dehydrated? Like, how did you come about doing that?
Well, I've always had a strong interest in food and nutrition. We grew produce at our family home in England, and I've always loved to cook. Mm-hmm. And I think I've always had a pretty strong understanding of the link between good food and good health. As kids, we didn't eat junk food. We always ate sort of a whole food diet. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of always been a part of my life. And when I had my first dog, I had become interested in doing a homemade diet for him. And I was actually doing kind of a concoction of raw vegetables and meat and things like that. And I loved the results. His ear infections cleared up and mm-hmm. his digestion was wonderful. Mm-hmm. But it was pretty messy and time consuming. So just from the state of my own kitchen, I began trying to think of a way to make it a little bit more simple and convenient, but still give him the benefits of a whole food diet, something that was still colorful and somewhat fresh, not kind of pulverized,
right,
like commercial pet food. And that's really where the idea for dehydration came from, just wanting to remove the moisture and leave all the other natural nutrition intact.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of dog was this?
The Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Okay. And are you still with this dog, or has this dog since passed?
He has passed away.
Okay.
Yes.
And you have currently 2 Rhodesian Ridgebacks.
I do, yes. I actually have his nephew, and then I have another female Ridgeback, and then we have a blind pug as well from Pug Rescue who joined our family about a year ago.
That's a lucky pug.
Yeah.
So you started to make your own food for your own dog, and it was, you know, there's a lot to it, messy, et cetera. So how did you come about the dehydration process?
Well, the dehydration process was really just me sitting down trying to think, how could I make his food more simple to prepare?
Mm-hmm.
And I began sort of learning about dehydration, that it's an ancient method of preserving food. And people have used it for thousands of years. And, you know, it's still used today in things like sun-dried tomatoes and, you know, dried cranberries and things like that. So it seems sort of a natural step rather than going all the way to doing a commercially prepared raw diet, which I am a proponent of, but it comes with its inconveniences and other issues. In doing Mosey's food, I ended up throwing away a lot of my husband's frozen meals for his lunches just to make space in the freezer. So
mm-hmm.
One of the other benefits of dehydrated food is that it's very compact and lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
our 10-pound boxes will actually expand to make about 40 pounds of fresh food when they're rehydrated with the warm water. So that was an added benefit of it as well.
Yeah. So when you dehydrate food, you essentially remove all the water. And do you remove all the water or most of the water?
Not all the water. We remove most of the water. So okay. Depending on the individual ingredient, there's a slightly different method to the dehydration itself. So mm-hmm. things like our meats, we steam those before they're dry to kill any pathogens that might be present on the surface area of the meat. And then they're dried at a slightly higher temperature.
Mm-hmm.
The vegetables and fruits are all dried below 104 degrees, so those technically are still considered to be raw once the dehydration process is complete.
Okay.
And then our grains and potatoes are actually steam rolls. They're basically just to break down the cellulose, and then they're dried after that.
Right.
So each food group kind of has a slightly different process.
Yep. And so then you combine them together into whatever formula, and you have quite a few different formulas for both dogs and cats. So if you're listening
That's right.
and you have cats too, they have some great formulas for cats as well. And cats are needing as much as dogs alternatives to dry food, if not, if anything, even more, because cats are carnivores
yes.
flat out.
Absolutely, and particularly for felines, they need the moisture in their diet because
yes.
they're just so prone to urinary tract problems.
Yeah.
But we just started off with the one original formula, which was Verve. That was the very first recipe that my dog gave his seal of approval to, and I worked quite hard with him. He definitely, there were some ingredients, things like tomatoes and broccoli, that he wasn't keen on, and to this day, they've never actually made it into an Honest Kitchen formula.
Yeah. And that's your beef and oats and rye and
yes.
lots of other great ingredients in there.
Yes,
so that was your
right.
that was your initial formula, and you've got
that was the initial one.
Yeah, and one thing that I look for in a food, you know, of course, in addition to the quality, but it's so great to have such a large selection of protein bases and combinations, because even with a dehydrated food, you know, some dogs can't tolerate certain proteins even though they're not processed into kibble. So it's good to be able to accommodate, you know, you have a fish formula, turkey, chicken, beef, you know, lots of different combinations. So that's great.
Yeah, that's right. We always just put one protein source in each of our recipes. I
yeah.
think, as you say, food allergies and sensitivities are so prevalent in this country. And I think mm-hmm. it's because a lot of domesticated dogs and cats don't enjoy a varied diet. They're eating the same thing day after day, and that's what tends to kind of set the body off into a reaction or a sensitivity. So we do just put one protein in each food. We do encourage people to kind of rotate between
yeah.
two or three of the different formulas if they can.
Yeah.
But if they've got a particular sensitivity, then it's pretty easy to at least avoid certain protein
mm-hmm.
Just by choosing one formula.
So this is made sort of like similarly to like an oatmeal or something. So like an instant
yeah.
oatmeal. So it's a dry sort of coarse powder, I guess. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's, I think, probably sort of like a muesli mix is the best way to visualize
uh-huh.
it if you haven't seen it.
Yep.
Obviously, most of the foods don't actually have grain in where muesli does.
Uh-huh.
But it's that sort of consistency, or like a dried soup mix.
Mm-hmm.
Another way to think of it. And then you just add warm water to it when you're ready to serve. So you basically just measure out the food, measure out the designated amount of water, give it a stir and wait 5 minutes, and it expands to four times its original size
yeah.
and weight, and
yep.
ready to serve.
And I always love, you know, the dogs are the best critics, and one of the best ways I know I can tell the difference when my dogs love to eat. I have dogs that are very food motivated anyway, so they're always excited to eat. But when I first served up the Honest Kitchen, they were like, whoa now, like, what is this? Because it smells, you know, you hydrate the food and you use warm water. So it smells like something that you could actually eat. I mean, you know, and that's actually a good point that I want to talk about in the next segment. One of the things that separates you from any other pet food on the market, not just dehydrated, but is that your foods are all manufactured in human food facilities,
yes.
right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we actually joke that a lot of pet foods, you have to wash your hands after you've served them, and with ours, you can actually lick the spoon.
Right. And it certainly yeah. smells that way, because it smells good, and I know that's a concern of some people With raw food is that they get grossed out by it. Or like if people, especially if people are like vegetarian or vegan, they're like, I don't really want to handle raw meat, but I know that my dog needs to eat meat. So this is a very appealing, palatable smelling food for people as well. And it turns out that you could actually, if you wanted to, eat it. And I know you have actually done that to prove your point.
We do, yeah. We taste everything that we make. Each batch of our food as it comes off the production line is tasted as part of our QC test. And we taste all of our individual ingredients when we're signing our contracts, our purchasing contracts for the coming year. We have our vendors ship in 1 pound samples of all the different ingredients for us to look at. And we're basically making our decision not on cost as the first factor. It obviously does play a role, but we're looking at the color, the vibrancy of the pigments in the raw ingredients, the aroma, and then, of course, the taste. We really want our green beans to look green and taste like green beans, not be pulverized beyond recognition.
Right. So you have a very, very well-nourished staff as well.
Yes, we do. We've all got really shiny hair.
Yep. That's great. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more with Lucy Postens, who's the owner and founder of The Honest Kitchen. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may think my dog will always come through.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of The Dog Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that is fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you are a Dog Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to The Missing Link, we cover the world of animals. This week, June 24th, it's the last Sunday of the month, and that means it's Shelter, Rescue Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll catch up with the birds at Mollywood in Bellingham and the horses at All Breed Equine Rescue in Marysville. I'll have a message for us from our former wildlife reporter, Leslie Henry, plus new interviews. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com. Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as I love.
Welcome to the
you.
Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. And we are back talking with Lucy Postens, who is the owner and founder of The Honest Kitchen, Dehydrated Food for Dogs and Cats. Welcome back to the show, Lucy.
Thank you.
So I want to go back to, we're talking about a little bit in the last segment about dehydration and kind of what that process is and what the benefits are. I want to talk a little bit more in depth about that and how it differs from a and I hate to say traditional kibble diet, you know, a dry food diet, which, you know, and when I talk about kibble or dry food, I mean those like brown, hopefully brown pellets, essentially, yeah, that we're putting in our pets' bowls. And so why is, as far as the nutrition level and the body's ability on a cellular level to really access the nutrients that are in the food, how is the dehydration process more conducive to that compared to a kibble diet?
Well, the dehydration process is just generally much, much gentler than canning or extrusion. First of all, as we already discussed, the temperatures are much lower, and so it maintains a lot more of the natural nutrition. The other key thing is that the pigments are maintained. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people sort of look at nutrition as being the basic components of, you know, fat, protein, carbohydrates, vitamins and minerals, mm-hmm, and moisture. But there are lots of other really exciting nutritional compounds that are in food that we're still only in the process of discovering and fully understanding today. And I think pigments are one of the most interesting areas. So basically what the compounds that give produce its color, and whether it's orange or green or red or blue, purple colors, those are actually powerful antioxidants that support total health at a cellular level. They support the immune system, the way cells even communicate with one another, which is a key area of importance in cancer recovery and, you know, tumor development, the way that cells communicate. So these pigments and antioxidants are just hugely interesting and hugely important. And I think, you know, even though most of the research on them is underway with humans, I don't think there's any reason why the same benefit shouldn't apply to other animals. And, you know, our dogs and cats, wild counterparts and ancestors, eat a varied, colorful diet. If you look at the scat of coyotes, it's often found with red and purple berries in it. And,
right,
you know, they're enjoying a colorful, varied diet.
Yeah.
I think it's important that our domesticated animals should try and get back to doing the same thing.
Yeah. Well, and the distinction that there's even, the fact that there's even this notion that there's, you know, human food or people food and like dog food is sort of ridiculous, because, you know, dogs have been living with people at least for 14,000 years, and there's evidence that suggests it's maybe even 30,000 or more, that we've been sort of co-evolving as species, and we've, you know, live, you know, and living in very close quarters and essentially eating very similar diets. And of course, back then, the human diet was a lot healthier than it is now as well, in the way of processing and the quality of ingredients and everything like that. But it's like, I have a lot of clients, you know, when I always ask them what they are feeding their dog when we're in a conversation about training and behavior, because I've seen a direct impact on behavior by just switching the diet. I've seen aggression decrease, you know, lots, anxiety decrease just from switching the food alone.
Yeah.
And they tell, well, I don't ever feed them people food. Like, I'm going to be impressed by that.
Right. Yeah. We find the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's so interesting. Gosh, I would love to, in another lifetime, go to school for a high level of education in nutrition. I mean, when you're talking about the cells communicating with each other and the pigments, I mean, it is just fascinating.
It really is.
The body works in general, but then the link between nutrition. And I've always known nutrition to be the most important thing to health.
Yes. Yeah, and I think, you know, we, as humans, we understand that the feeling that you get after eating certain types of food, I mean, that whole heavy, nauseous, almost toxic feeling that you can get after eating processed, you know, TV dinners or tacos or something like that, versus the light, energized feeling that you get after eating something like poached chicken and fresh green beans or something. You can feel totally different. And I think when our animals are consuming this processed diet, it can make them feel lethargic and irritable, and they just don't feel right on the inside. And some of that's what can contribute to their aggression and behavior issues.
Well, and especially if it's causing like digestive upset, and they're not just not feeling well, but having symptoms that are painful or uncomfortable or just a general irritation could absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, there are those direct physiological effects on the animal as well. And I think when they're consuming a processed diet, by its very nature, processed pellets are just in some ways so much easier to digest. They don't make the body's digestive system work as hard because they're already sort of pre-pulverized. So they're not providing that healthy challenge to the gut and providing, you know, a varied array of gut flora to digest lots of different varied foodstuffs.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole body over time becomes gradually weakened, and they just become, you know, unwell. They start to get these early signs of disease.
Well, and the gut flora, that's another thing that totally blows my mind, the balance of bacteria and how that is essentially immune function.
Yes.
It's just so crazy how the body works.
There's a huge amount of immunity comes from the gut.
Yeah.
And I think it has to have that healthy challenge from real whole food to keep it in tip-top condition.
Yeah. Now, when we're talking about processing, you mentioned earlier the word extrusion. What is that?
Extrusion is basically the process of squeezing a dough through a uniform shape or a die to make uniform little shaped pellets. So, you know, some extruders will spit out star-shaped pellets for cats or crosses, or some of them are actually producing hearts. Most of them are just a regular round, flat pellet ranging in size from, you know, something like an M&M to something a bit bigger, maybe the size of a nickel.
Right. It's like Play-Doh Fun Factory.
Yes. But it's basically using, you know, pretty high heat. Not only do the raw ingredients, the meats, go through that high heat, high pressure rendering process, but the extrusion itself is high pressure, and, you know, it's forcing things out at high speed. Those little pellets come flying out.
Yeah. And you said that that can be upwards of 350 to 400 degrees. Is that right?
It can. Yeah. Depending. I mean, some companies do bake their food, so that would be in the region of around, 180, 190.
Yeah.
But it can go up to, in the range of 350 and above.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
So I was going to say, I think the quality control in a pet food rendering plant or an extrusion facility, there's just a huge difference between the quality standards and the sanitation and things like that in a rendering plant versus a human food production facility. I mean, human food, there is just such a big emphasis on sanitation, and, you can't have little cracks in the machinery or anything like that where bacteria could inhabit.
Mm-hmm.
It's all stainless steel. There are much more stringent regulations about wearing hair nets and beard covers and hair restraints, and no eating or drinking permitted inside the plant.
Right.
You can't wear jewelry. You have to take off your watch. I mean, even when we go and tour our plant for quality control and just general visits with our manufacturing facility, we have to take off all our rings and earrings and everything else. I mean,
we're,
head to toe white, things covering our shoes. It's really interesting.
Sterile.
Yes, it is. It really is.
And that's in what I was about to say was that, we're talking about the difference in the processing. We're not even talking about the difference, and you touched on it, but the difference in the ingredients themselves.
Yes.
Because you could have a dehydrated food made from the same ingredients that are in, some of your grocery store brands, and it still would not be something that you'd want to feed your pet. And
certainly not
something that you would want to eat. So.
No. Absolutely. No, obviously the very foundation of the food are the ingredients themselves.
Right. Yeah.
And one of the requirements and one of the benefits of having our food produced in a human food facility is that every ingredient has to actually be fit for human consumption in order to even be unloaded at the dock and taken into the plant.
Right.
So we have pledges from all of our vendors verifying that we're basically buying the same ingredients that are going into soups and bakery mixes and other things that people eat.
Yeah.
There's no difference, and there's nothing in our food that we can't taste ourselves.
Right. And real quick before break, I wanted to touch on the importance that you don't use genetically modified ingredients.
That's right. Yeah, I think it's something, being of European descent, I think, and growing up in the UK, I think there's been a lot more press and publicity about that, and people in Europe are much more wary of it. And I think only now here in the US people are starting to get more and more alarmed, and actually the United States is one of the biggest producers of genetically modified crops.
Yeah.
But if people take time to learn about it, I think we're seeing things like, you know, butterflies, monarch butterflies with severe deformities and only growing to 50% of their correct size when they're feeding on crops that have been pollinated with GMO pollen.
Right.
And then mice getting, you know, organ changes and reduced fertility and things like that when, mm-hmm. when they consume GMO grains.
Yeah.
Beets, soy and corn are some of the most commonly GMO ingredients in this country, and uh-huh. we definitely don't use any of those ingredients. And we have, as part of our vendor pledges, we have a verification that the ingredients we're buying are not genetically modified. It's
right.
something that's a cause that's really dear to our heart.
Yeah. You know, you want to be careful when you're messing with genetics, because it's like the two, you know, the universe and genetics are like the two realms that we really don't have any clue, you know,
right.
really. I mean,
yes.
you know, understanding of the universe is very, very tiny compared to how big it is. And to go to on the small side of things, genetics is something that we're just barely, you know, getting more and more information about. And when you go and mess with that to something that you don't really understand and something that's so
yes.
huge,
yeah,
you just don't know.
Yeah, the basic premise behind it is it does make, you know, some sense on some level of wanting to basically make crops resistant to disease and pests and things like that. I mean, in its very essence, it's somewhat of a good idea. But when you
sure.
actually look at the reality of it, of
right.
what happens, and the big unknown, and the vast quantity of GMO crops that are already in circulation that A, are not labeled, there's no way to recognize it from just picking up a package. I think that's pretty shocking to a lot of people, that they don't even know they're consuming these
right.
genetically engineered foods.
Right.
And then, you know, just there's no obviously long-term studies on the implications of it for us and any other animal species.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, colony collapse in bees and things like that. I mean, there's a strong likelihood a lot of that stuff is related to the crops we're engineering.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Lucy Postens, who's the founder and owner of The Honest Kitchen, dehydrated food for dogs and cats. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
I honestly love you. I honestly love you.
Family owned since 1975, Dr. Don's Automotive has been awarded Best Auto Repair from Seattle Magazine, Seattle Weekly, and Ballard News Tribune. It's time for a service to get your car ready for summer heat. Summer service includes oil change, check AC and cooling systems, and more. Mention this ad for 5% off parts and labor on any service. Dr. Don's Automotive, expert auto repair and service with honesty of a dog lover that you can trust. Find them online, drdonsautomotive.com, or call 206-782-6303.
For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Visit their new store in Edmonds next to the PCC and their expanded Redmond store in the Whole Foods Plaza. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com or follow them on Facebook.
For home repair, remodeling, construction advice, ideas, and useful stories every Saturday from 10 till 11 a.m., tune in to Constructing Whatever. With over 40 years of combined experience, hosts Tim and Lynn talk about whatever, from important need-to-know topics to fielding your questions about the latest industry news. It's Constructing Whatever, every Saturday morning, right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Look! On the job site! It's a failed musician! It's a college dropout! It's... Construction Man, Saturdays at 10 a.m.
Who is Jopra?
What is Jopra?
When is Jopra?
Joe Janot is the host of a brand new show called Jopra. Joe has been nicknamed Jopra by his friends and colleagues who find his advice and insight to be enlightening, just like a certain other talk show host of world renown. Born and raised in Seattle, independent-minded Joe Janot is bringing issues to the airwaves that make you ponder, laugh, and deliberate. The Jopra Show is about the ins and outs of food and drink, relationships, entertainment, and so much more. Get to know Jopra every Thursday at 2, right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. We're talking with Lucy Postens, who's the founder and owner of The Honest Kitchen, dehydrated food for both dogs and cats. Welcome back, Lucy. So we are talking, we've been talking a lot about processing of pet food and the benefits to dehydration, how it's gentler form of minimal, gentle form of processing, and how it helps the food retain the nutrients, the pigments, the antioxidants, really the value of the food and the nutrition versus these extrusion process, which we talked about in the last segment, which I referred to as the Play-Doh Fun Factory, but under extremely high temperature and pressure. And it just alters the food almost beyond bodily recognition. If you missed any part of this show or any of our past over 170 shows, you can find us on iTunes as a free download, a free audio podcast. Just search for The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You can also find all of our shows archived on our website, which is www.dogradioshow.com. And if you'd like to learn more about The Honest Kitchen and to see their full line of products, you can find them online at thehonestkitchen.com. So, Lucy, I wanted to talk about a little bit more about some of your other products. We've been talking primarily about the, meal formulas that you have for both dogs and cats that they eat as their meals. And you have some other great products as well. You have a product called Ice Pups, which you can make, and I think you said either a warm or frozen liquid that you can kind of, because we're coming into summer, yay, tomorrow, it's like a little popsicle that you can make for your dogs. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so basically that's a powdery mix. It's all, again, 100% human food grade ingredients. It's made with powdered chicken and turkey, got some whey, and then dandelion, asparagus, watercress, honey and parsley, and it's basically like a little container of cocoa powder that you can mix with warm water and then freeze to make popsicles, so you can serve it as a warm drink in the winter or as a cool drink after exercise in the summer. It's great to take camping and hiking and things like that. Mix it with some water to keep them hydrated. It's also great for post-operative recovery. We have a lot of vets who recommend it when a dog's coming out of surgery, just to get them hydrated and nourished.
And I was just thinking, because we have little JJ, our service dog puppy that we're raising to potentially be a service dog, and he's about 5 months old and is popping his teeth out, and the poor little guy, I mean, you can just see those teeth erupting, and I've been giving him ice cubes to help kind of soothe his gums, and I was thinking these would be great for that as well, teeth and babies. And you have a supplement called Perfect Form that helps create more formed stool. Tell us a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, that's actually our best-selling supplement. It's just for general digestive support. I think the star ingredient in that formula is the slippery elm. and it's just super soothing and natural emollient for the digestive tract. So it really helps with things like colitis and just general gastric upset. We have a real cult following of that product, and some of our customers actually kind of go into a spin when it's not available. but it's basically just for general digestive support. It helps to clear up things like diarrhea and colitis.
Yeah. And then you have a quiet tea. And so as we're coming up on the 4th of July, that could be something for people to try with their pets if they have anxiety about fireworks.
Yes. We've actually got a line of three different teas. And it's not just because I'm British, but steeping herbs in hot water is actually a great way to release the medicinal properties from them. So the quiet tea is a blend of oat straw, passion flower, skullcap, valerian, and chamomile. And it's just in kind of a loose leaf form. So you steep it in hot water. And on particularly stressful days like 4th of July, you can actually start dosing with it sort of early on in the afternoon before the fireworks begin. It's not a complete sedative. It's just basically to alleviate anxiety. And it does help them to snooze a little bit, but it's not going to completely knock them out.
Right.
It's also great for thunderstorms and for people who are traveling.
Yeah.
For dogs who get upset in the car.
Yeah. And you have other products as well. And if you want to look at their full line, you can find them online at thehonestkitchen.com. And you do offer some treats. So dogs could actually have tea and cookies.
They absolutely can. Yeah. We do it all the time.
Yeah. Okay. So, like I said, lots of other products to check out. Also some cat foods, cat formulas as well. And you can find them online at thehonestkitchen.com. And I also have some links to various information posted on our website. So you can find it on our homepage, which is dogradioshow.com. And you can get some links that Lucy sent me as well. And so I wanted to talk, Lucy, about what are some stories that you have to sort of showcase common symptoms that people may recognize in their own pet as they're listening and be like, oh, that could be fixed by changing the food. That's nutrition related. Because I think a lot of times, you know, in this culture, we tend to just medicate symptoms rather than really recognize the root of the cause. And so often it's nutrition related.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's amazing how many different conditions, some of the top reasons people end up routinely taking their dog to the vet, things like skin and coat problems, ear infections, GI upset, urinary and kidney problems, those are all can have a very strong link with diet and the type of food that the animal's eating.
Mm-hmm.
On our Facebook page, which is just facebook.com/thehonestkitchen, you can actually, if you click on photos and then go to the album Legends, there's some great stories on there, and you can click on each pet's photo and read their story. I think some of the most interesting ones are Ziva, who's a corgi, and she was having terrible urinary tract problems. She was incontinent and suffering with crystals, and she'd actually had them for about 2 years. And after switching, she'd been trying lots of different kibbles and pre-made raw diets and kept on having accidents, and then they finally switched her over to the Honest Kitchen, and both the accidents and the crystals disappeared.
Mm.
So she was a great success story. I think a lot of other issues like just allergy issues, food sensitivities. I mean, very often skin and coat problems, that redness and hot spots can be directly related to the food, or the food plays sort of a secondary role by just generally depleting the immune system and making the animal more susceptible to contact allergies with things like grasses and pollens and even household cleaners or the laundry detergent that you're using to clean their blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Very often they've got a much stronger system if they're eating a whole food diet, whether it's raw or dehydrated like ours. And there's an interesting story about a Great Pyrenees called Dusty who'd been suffering with ear infections and red paws, and he was constantly eating grass, and he had some really wonderful, miraculous results after starting to eat our foods. His vomiting cleared up, and his general just sense of well-being for an older dog at the age of 12. He really sort of brought his puppyhood back. So he was another great story that we were very proud of.
Mm-hmm.
But there's lots of different issues that can be linked with diet. I think the biggest ones really are the skin and coat. The skin and the coat itself are the outward sign of what's going on the inside. And
mm-hmm.
I just was you know, a perfect example of that is with kidney problems in humans. You know, we see jaundice, which is basically, liver problems. The liver and the skin are very closely related. And so when you see liver problems, you see the jaundiced skin where it's turning yellow and even the whites of the eyes become yellow. It's basically the outward warning sign that something's going on with the liver. And it's the exact same thing in pets. If they've got these terrible skin problems, that, you know, brittle coat or the really greasy coat, the redness on the belly and the hot spots and just generally stinky and oozy, the diet can just play a huge role in correcting that. And when they eat whole foods, either eliminating grain or making sure they've got the right type of grain and the right quantity in the diet can just have a tremendous positive effect.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the one of the things that I've been getting feedback about, which is how I came to be connected with the Honest Kitchen and how we got to this interview right now, is that in my business, Sensitive Dog, doing lessons for training and behavior, like I said, I always talk about food and people often ask me about food. And I send my clients to all the best pet care because they are so knowledgeable, and they have been recommending heavily the Honest Kitchen to people who are coming in with, like, there's this one little Labradoodle puppy who was just having chronic soft stool, and they had tried all these different types of dry foods and very high quality as far as dry foods go, and nothing, you know, all these different formulas and novel proteins and all this kind of stuff. And like within 24 hours of switching to the Honest Kitchen, his stools were beautiful. And, you know, I've been hearing stories like that from my clients, and that's how my that's kind of how, and then I went and got some for my own dogs and then met one of the reps, and just he happened to be there, which was wonderful. And so I got to talk a little bit more, and here we are. So, you know, the proof is in the pudding, so to speak, as we're talking about dogs, how dogs do on foods. And, you know, certain foods may sound great on paper, but, you know, if the dogs don't do well on them, then it's not good for them. So
that's right. Yeah. Every animal's an individual. It's really just a matter of finding what's right for them.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for your time today, Lucy. Again, we're talking with Lucy Postens, who's the founder and owner of The Honest Kitchen. You can find them online at thehonestkitchen.com. You can also find them on Facebook. I just added The Honest Kitchen as one of our Facebook favorites, and it was great to talk with you, and I'm just so excited about your foods. They're great.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure to join you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about my vacation that I just came back from and also an event that I'm emceeing this weekend. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
Joan Sarita, creator of Therapy Corner Store, servicing your animal needs through therapeutic music, massage, aromatherapy, and workshops, helping people connect with their dogs and promote healing through touch and music with her instructional CD, Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage. Go to joansarita.com, that's joansarita.com, to order your therapeutic music with Canine Massage today. Or call 425-877-4824. That's 425-877-4824. JoanSarita.com. Therapeutic music, aromas, and massage for your dog.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor
From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Specializing in spinal decompression, chiropractic, and physiotherapy, Dr. Justin Favreau and his team uses integrative, evidence-based treatments to provide his patients with comprehensive care that works with the body as a whole connected system. Director of the Advanced Rehabilitation and Wellness Center, Dr. Favreau would love to find a solution for your symptoms of pain, numbness, and tingling, headaches, allergies, fatigue, and general malaise. Contact Dr. Favreau at 206-497-4962 or go to advancedrehabandwellness.com. That's advancedrehabandwellness.com.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. And wanted to talk in our last segment here. First of all, again, wonderful interview with Lucy Postens, the owner of the Honest Kitchen. And if you missed any part of that interview, you can download us for free on iTunes as a free audio podcast. And Eric, I don't know if you saw the post on our Facebook page. And if you are a fan of the show, you should definitely find us on Facebook and like our Facebook page, and you can just search for
I've done that.
The Dog Show with Julie Forbes.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the show.
Well, I know you're a fan.
And I've liked you. I've liked the show on Facebook as well.
I know you have. Did you see my recent post? I recently calculated how many episodes were downloaded.
I did see that. Something like 77,000, something like that.
77,000.
Wow, that's fantastic.
That was last year, too.
Right.
And so far for 2012, we're on track for a 23% increase.
How do you know? Yeah, that you're on track for a 23% increase.
My math skills, Eric. That's how
excellent.
I know.
Excellent. Yep. All right.
Well, I calculated.
You're not just wearing glasses to look smart. You are smart.
I can see the future. So I took the average per month for the 5 months of this year and compared them to the first 5 months of last year.
Very
and
clever.
And it's 23% higher.
Awesome.
So far.
Well, the word is getting out then about the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. That's
it
fantastic.
Is. And those are just our online listeners, so that's not, you know, people who are listening to the station, to our live shows or to our reruns,
right,
or to our live streaming, which is also an option as well.
True enough.
It was funny. I asked my parents, because I, you know, did these calculations finally, and they don't just tell you, like, you had this many episodes. You have to go. I'm not terribly computer savvy. You have to go and find out the total bandwidth used, and then convert the bandwidth from gigabytes to megabytes, and then divide by the megabytes per file. You know, it's really not that
not a
complicated
simple equation.
Well, I mean, it's not like doing a calculus problem or anything, but it took me until now to you know, actually do it and get in touch with my hosting company and actually figure out how to get that information. And then when I found out, I was like, sweet. So I called my parents, and they both individually, I was like, guess how many shows were downloaded last year? And I was talking to my dad first, and he said 700. I was like, more like 77,000. thanks. He was like, well, I don't know. And so then I talked to my mom after that.
It was only off by like 1,000%.
Yeah. And then I talked to my mom after that, and I was like, guess how many shows? 2011. 700. I was like, that's what Dad said. No. Anyway, it was great news, and it's all over the world. People are listening all over the world, heavily in U.S. and Canada, but then I think I remember seeing, like, Germany. And
excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, very
so
cool.
So thanks for listening. Find us on Facebook.
Guten Tag to our German listeners.
I'm not even going to attempt to speak German. I have no idea.
Well, let me just say that it's the first day of summer. This is the first summer show of the
dog show. Isn't it tomorrow?
Well, it starts today.
Really?
Yeah, it's the summer solstice.
Today?
The longest day of the year, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was tomorrow.
So happy summer to all our listeners. And boy, you couldn't have picked a nicer day to take your dog for a walk if that's what you're doing.
It's such a nice, it is a beautiful day. I mean, what better way to celebrate the
and
first day of summer?
Hopefully our German listeners are having a beautiful day too, because they could be looking around going, in den Krappen went this night, and what are you talking about?
No offense, Germany, no offense.
Yeah, sorry, German.
Yeah, it is a lovely day. And, you know, always a lovely day to take your dog for a walk, and just to make sure that you're spending time with your dog, connecting with your dog, being present to your dog, getting your dog some exercise, and even taking them somewhere new so that they can get a little bit of, you know, new scenery, new smells especially. I was on vacation the past 2 weeks and got back last Friday. And I was gone for about 11 days with my dogs. And I was talking before I left. Some friends of mine own 150 acres out in northeastern Washington state. So plenty of space. And I was talking about how much I was looking forward to getting our two cattle dogs, especially, out of the city. We have two Australian cattle dogs, one red heeler and one blue heeler. And then our third dog is my little dachshund, my little famous racing dachshund, Leia. And I was talking a lot about the cattle dogs and the cattle dogs this and the cattle dogs getting that cattle dogs out of the city, cattle dogs in their space and where they're really supposed to be and all this stuff, cattle dogs. Well, we get out there, and of course the cattle dogs had a great time and they're just amazing out there. They stay close to me. They're so much more balanced and calm and, you know, when they're running for 15 hours a day, which they don't get to do in the city. But my little Leia, who is, I have some pictures I'll need to post on our Facebook page. So be sure to find us on Facebook if you have not become a fan of the Dog Show with Julie Forbes Facebook fan page. Definitely do that next time you're on Facebook. And I'll post some photos of Leia, my little dachshund. There were there's, like I said, we were on 150 acres, so there's tons of land. There's a lot of it is like forest, and there were some meadows as well. And where the barn was that we were staying, there was this beautiful meadow, which was heavily inhabited by ground squirrels, which we affectionately called peepers because they do this like high-pitched peeping sound. And Leia was like full-time job out in the back, terrorizing the peepers and, you know, essentially hunting them and going from hole to hole and sniffing. And I thought so many times of Miriam Rose, who is our nosework instructor. She's with Northwest Noseworks, and you can find her online at nwnoseworks.com. Nosework classes are a wonderful thing to do with your dog, and Miriam teaches great classes if you live in Western Washington State. Check her out. And I thought of her so many times because Leia was just the nose game was in full effect. And Leia was like committed. It was hard to get her in. And it got to the point where it was kind of a pain because I couldn't leave her out there unattended because she's so small. I mean, there's coyotes out there. There's hawks and owls. And you have to be really careful, especially with little dogs. But she was just a little huntress. It was amazing. And like half of her body would be down in a hole from the ground squirrels, and she'd be digging at them and biting the side of the hole. And oh my gosh, it was so fun to watch. And it just struck me because I had been so focused about the cattle dogs being in their natural environment and really doing what they were meant to do. And I didn't really think about Leia, and she was really in dachshund heaven out there with all those little peeper holes to go in. So it was just really fun to watch. So check out our Facebook fan page. This weekend, I'm emceeing an event, the Doggy Drag Costume Contest, as part of Capitol Hill Pride Festival. This weekend is Pride Weekend. Happy Pride, one of my favorite times of the year. Saturday on Broadway in Seattle, Capitol Hill neighborhood, between 11 and 1. Be sure to register your dog before at least 12:30 for the costume contest. I'm going to be emceeing the event, so I'll be on stage entertaining people, and I'm also one of the judges. Very much looking forward to that, and special thanks to Invisible Fence Northwest for their support in that event as well. And a special song exiting the show in honor of Gay Pride Weekend. Happy Pride, everybody. And I look forward to being back next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m.